Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Should some prisoners in Massachusetts be released because of COVID-19? That was the question before the state Supreme Judicial Court yesterday. WBUR's Deborah Becker has the story.
State Supreme Court Chief Justice Ralph Gantz began the hearing saying it's an extraordinary time, and the first time the justices heard all arguments over the phone. The High Court's reviewing an emergency petition asking that categories of prisoners be released to prevent the spread of the disease in jails and prisons. Those include older prisoners, those eligible for medical parole, and those near the end of their sentences. The petition was filed by a group of lawyers who argue that an outbreak in a correctional setting endangers the entire community. Matt Siegel, representing the defense bar, said it's up to the High Court to act.
We're all flying blind here. We don't know what the situation is going to be inside prisons and jails soon. And none of us, despite best efforts, know really how many people are going to be released.
Seven district attorneys and several sheriffs filed briefs in opposition. They say steps have been taken inside prisons to help contain the pandemic. And they say there are not enough support services in the community to accommodate those released. Jane Sullivan with the Worcester County DA's office, who argued for the seven district attorneys, said a new process is not needed as judges are already considering prisoners' requests for release.
And everybody expects that it should go before a trial judge. So we're just not quite understanding the need for the bureaucratic overview.
The High Court appointed what it calls a special master, who negotiated with both sides last weekend and recommended a process to review prisoners eligible for release. Those recommendations include each county setting up committees to review criminal cases. They also exclude some prisoners, such as those being held on violent offenses. The seven DAs are opposed to several parts of the special master's plan, while State Attorney General Maura Healey is mostly supportive. Governor Baker, on the other hand, is not.
We don't buy, as a matter of law, fact, or policy, that the argument that's being made before the court is the correct one. We believe the correct position is for us to continue to do the things we're doing to keep people inside the system safe, and that's going to be the way we play this one.
The justices indicated that any decision will have to come quickly, possibly as soon as this week. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.